Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment in Caring for the Ill. The first topic I'd like to discuss has to do with the very famous, very beautiful mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. What's the source for this mitzvah? So, two potential ideas. One is a Gemara in Masechet Sota. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. You should follow after Hashem. The Gemara asks, what does it mean to follow after Hashem? And the Gemara gives different examples of emulating God's ways. So one of them is Bikur Cholim, is visiting the sick. The example, of course, is the fact that God visited Avraham when Avraham was ill, recovering from his bris milah, recovering from his circumcision. So that's one possibility, that this is just another way, in addition to many other acts of kindness, that we're emulating God. Another possibility is something cited by the Rambam, that the whole idea of Bikur Cholim is another manifestation of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, loving your fellow man as you love yourself. Just figuring out what I can do for people, what I would want people to do for me if I was in need. So one of the ways that I can help a person who happens to be ill is visiting them. We're going to emphasize this specific idea of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha a good deal during this discussion, because so much of what we do or don't do during Bikur Cholim needs to have this basic idea in mind. It is a very powerful concept to reflect on. The mitzvah of loving your fellow as you do yourself is not doing for your fellow as you would do for yourself, but loving your fellow as you would do for yourself. There's a lot of possibilities as to why that's the verb chosen in the verse. But one point is, if I love you, then I really care about you, and I really think about you. And it could very well be that things that for another person are a wonderful act of kindness, for you are anything but. If the mitzvah in the Torah would be do for your friend, so okay, I figured out there's a few different acts of kindness that you might like, maybe you don't like, but these are standard boilerplate things, I'll do them. If I love you, I think about you as an individual. And as you'll see, this will come up in many ways in this discussion of Bikur Cholim. What exactly is the mitzvah of visiting the sick? So it's very interesting. The halachic sources cite three different aspects that are core to visiting. One is when one visits, it's a beautiful opportunity to assess the person's needs. Just imagine a dramatic circumstance. You visit a person who's not well, who doesn't have a strong support group caring for them, and you come into their home or apartment and you see it needs to be cleaned. Or you open the refrigerator and you see it's empty. Or it's very clear there are medications that they're down on, so on and so forth. So even though most of the time when we think of visiting, we're visiting people in the hospital and their immediate needs are taken care of, especially a person in a family setting. Imagine someone visits a parent of a young family who, for whatever reason, is in the hospital. We could make a whole list of things they might need help with. If you're there in person, it could be you see something, and it could be just in the course of conversation, something will pop up that will be very clear that they need. And that's part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, to try to figure out how you can help fill the gaps. Now, this is such an important thing to reflect on. It fits into that love component we had before. There's helping people, there's figuring out how we can help people, and there's overstepping our bounds. There are many people who are wonderful people who we would love to help who are simply private people. They don't want you to figure out all of their personal needs. They'd rather you leave them alone. There are some people who have a lot of needs and they're shy and they don't want to ask you and they're desperately hoping that you ask the right question. What's the rule? This is a tough one. We have to use our own seichel. We have to use our own common sense. I would humbly suggest that it makes sense to go in very small steps, sort of prod carefully as we go. And many times as we prod carefully, we'll find an opening, something that they need done. We can offer, and if they turn us down, they turned us down. Then we just leave it. But maybe they'll accept the offer. It's interesting, I read once in a book that something that so many people say, but it ends up not materializing, is please let me know if there's anything I can do. some of us feel comfortable enough to really pick up a phone and call a person and ask for X, Y, or Z. Most of us don't have that type of relationship with others. And if we do, it's a few and far between that we have that relationship with. It's a very nice gesture. Please let me know if there's anything I can do. It's certainly better than making no offer. But if we have a concept of a specific thing they might need, if we could think of a graceful, pleasant way to offer our help in a concrete way, that probably would be the most effective. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.